Happy New Year! Today begins our journey through the Bible using the one-year Bible reading plan, and I'm going to focus in these daily dose installments on the Old Testament first portion of the one-year Bible reading, and today we're going to look at Genesis 1 and 2. If you don't know where you've come from, you probably don't know where you're going. That sums up for me the fact that the Bible is occupied with the way things are in the light of what they were supposed to be. Genesis 1 and 2 give us the picture of where we came from, both figuratively and literally, what our purpose on earth is, and gives us hints about what's to come. The rest of the Bible tells the story of God's redemptive plan for the whole creation. You know, we might wish that we had, say, 10 more chapters on the age of innocence for Adam and Eve, what it was like for them living in the garden in perfect conditions, what their relationship was like, but we don't have that. We have just a glimpse, a spare outline of our beginnings, enough to tantalize us with the desire to know more. So here's what we do know. God created the universe with a word, let there be. He did so for his own pleasure and purpose, and God saw that it was good, very good. God was lavish as he created, filling the seas and the sky and the land with this multitude, this bounty of living creatures. And God created boundaries that he set for the proper ordering of ongoing life, light and darkness, sun, moon, stars, night, day, weeks, months, and years, how he separated the land from the seas, and he differentiated between animals. And finally, he set his life-sustaining command over the steward of his earthly creation, humankind. Understand that man was created for an extraordinary relationship with his Creator. When the Spirit of God breathed into the body of the man, that's when he became a living being. Not before, only when the special relationship with God was breathed into man by his Holy Spirit. It tells us that there is an intimacy between God and man nowhere else in all of creation, not even of the angels. God and man walked and talked together in the garden. They worked together to name the creatures under Adam's charge. God delighted in presenting his gift of the woman to the man. And Adam, if you understand the original language a little bit, was letting out a whoop and a holler and wow as he beheld Eve for the first time. So our first parents were ensconced in goodness, peace, abundance, intimacy with God and his other creatures, beauty, purpose, and joy. If only it had lasted. Why did this perfect life end so abruptly? Stay tuned.